Harper Audio presents The Rosetta Key by William Dietrich, performed by Jeff Woodman. Copyright 2008 by William Dietrich. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Chapter 1. Eyeing 1,000 musket barrels aimed at one's chest does tend to force consideration of whether the wrong path has been taken. So I did consider it, each muzzle bore looking as wide as the bite of a mongrel stray in a Cairo alley. But no, while I'm modest to a fault, I have my self-righteous side as well. And by my light, it wasn't me, but the French army that had gone astray. Which I could have explained to my former friend Napoleon Bonaparte if he hadn't been up on the dunes, out of hailing distance, aloof and annoyingly distracted, his buttons and medals gleaming in the Mediterranean sun. The first time I'd been on a beach with Bonaparte, when he landed his army in Egypt in 1798, he told me the drowned would be immortalized by history. Now, 9 months later, outside the Palestinian port of Jaffa, history was to be made of me. French grenadiers were getting ready to shoot me and the hapless Muslim captives I'd been thrown in with. And once more, I, Ethan Gage, was trying to figure out a way to sidestep destiny. It was a mass execution, you see, and I'd run afoul of the general I once attempted to befriend. How far we'd both come in 9 brief months. I edged behind the biggest of the wretched Ottoman prisoners I could find, a Negro giant from the Upper Nile, who, I calculated, might be just thick enough to stop a musket ball. All of us had been herded like bewildered cattle onto a lovely beach, eyes white in...